The major insurance companies are reporting their second quarter earnings results. So today, for portfolio managers in the sell side, we have Stuart Johnson here. He will discuss his latest analysis and insights on the material insurance trends and implications for investors. Stuart is FactSet's Associate Director of Insurance Content and a former equity PM and capital markets analyst. Stuart, welcome and thank you for another insurance discussion here today on the FactSet Insight podcast.
Well, thanks for having me, Trent. And as you said, insurance earnings are right around the corner. And we've had a couple of banks report, which gives us a little bit of insight into what might be expected in the insurance earnings, given the crossover in businesses such as wealth management and asset management.
So you, as you mentioned, recently hosted an insurance second quarter earnings preview call highlighting your analysis. Share some of the key takeaways from that, if you could.
Yeah, what's interesting, on the second quarter call, preview call, what we did is reviewed the banks that had reported to date. They included JP Morgan, Bank of America, and Schwab, for example. And what we did was went back and reviewed first quarter transcripts that insurance companies reported. And then we looked at the banks that had reported and tried to do a little crossover, see where we might see a repeat of events in the upcoming quarter. And what we were able to do is isolate a couple of macro trends that impacted the banks that reported and had also impacted last quarter, the insurance companies. So we would assume that these macro trends will be impacting the earnings of insurance companies when they report second quarter results.
All right. Well, given several banks have reported results, what are some of the takeaways that either support or refute your second quarter preview, Stuart?
Well, we saw two macro themes emerge in the first quarter. And what we did is used FactSet's knowledge bases functionality to screen through the conference calls and pulled out both inflation and strong equity markets as two macro trends that impacted first quarter results. And we heard banks talk about both of those macro impacts on their 2Q results that were just announced. So we're expecting that once again, insurance companies are going to talk about strong equity markets and inflation in the second quarter. So those are two of the major highlights from the second quarter that we discussed.
All right. Well, given insurance income, Stuart, and underwriting income are the two key contributors to insurance company earnings, what were analysts expecting?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. And you're right. Investment income and underwriting income are the two primary sources of income for insurance companies. And both of those are impacted by the macro issues that we pulled out as being expecting to have an impact on second quarter results. So investment income, certainly impacted by strong equity markets in the sense that insurance companies hold massive portfolio equity securities and fixed income securities. They're now in a position with rising equity markets to perhaps realize some of the unrealized gains that they're sitting on, which would push up investment income. And then interestingly, combined ratios are impacted by inflation for insurance companies simply because the cost of materials to settle claims, such as home building materials or auto parts, for example, have gone up as a result of tariffs that have been recently enacted. So we're in early days of the tariffs and the impact on prices for goods for insurance companies to settle claims. But we do expect there to be a little bit of an impact in the second quarter results. So something that we're keeping an eye on.
That's great. You know, you and I have had conversations about your analysis, and I found it really interesting. And I think our listeners would too. Could you talk a little bit about how you performed your analysis?
Yeah, I'd love to. We have developed some functionality within our workstation that allowed us to kind of dig into both of these trends a little bit and look at how they impact the earnings of insurance companies. So starting with strong equity markets, what we did is we went in and found the top performing stocks according to Morningstar in the first quarter. And we used FactSet screen functionality to find out which insurance companies held these securities in their investment portfolios. And we're able to track down at the subsidiary level where exactly these securities are held. And we identified four or five public companies. In fact, one of the companies, if you were to look at the expectations for net investment income in our estimates tool, you'll see that the company is expected to have a pretty large jump in investment income. So given the screening, the fact that this company holds a good deal of these high-performing stocks, it's not a surprise. On the other side of the equation, inflation bumping up the combined ratio is some interesting analysis, again, done by the functionality on the workstation. What we're able to do is focus on the company that analysts are expected to see an increase in the combined ratio. We looked at that company's profile of the business that it writes. And sure enough, they are a leader in a line of business that's subjected to the increase in building supplies, in this example, homeowners insurance. The tool also allows you to look at how the expense ratio and benefit ratio compares to peers. And the company has a higher expense ratio than peers in this line of business. So we're expecting the second quarter results, if there is a rise in building costs in this example, that the combined ratio could be pushed up even further. And that would align with what analysts are expecting.
That's really illuminating, Stuart. Thank you. So final question before we wrap up our conversation today. Maybe for our listeners, you could kind of connect it all together and sum up what you've learned so far about upcoming earnings on insurance.
Yeah. So we had a few banks report. We used knowledge bases to go back and look through first quarter insurance company conference call transcripts. We identified a couple issues that insurance companies had identified last quarter that banks were citing in their second quarter results. So we have no issue with expecting that these macro factors are going to persist and affect second quarter earnings as well. We then looked at estimates and identified a couple companies where investment income and combined ratios were expected to go up, which would align with our findings using the FactSet functionality. And again, combining the statutory reports with this functionality, I think we pulled out a couple items that will emerge in the second quarter results and impact earnings.
That's great. Well, Stuart, thank you so much for the conversation today on insurance and the deep dive into that sector. Really appreciate you having you here to share your expertise.
Well, thanks again for having me, Trent.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining today. You can find our episodes of the FactSet Insight podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. The FactSet Insight podcast is for informational purposes only. The information contained within is not legal, tax, or investment advice. FactSet does not endorse or recommend any investments and assumes no liability for any consequence relating directly or indirectly to any action or inaction taken based on the information contained in this podcast episode. The views shared by third-party contributors do not necessarily reflect the opinion of FactSet.